us, inshallah. Among the steps beloved to Allah Ta'ala is to fill in the gaps in those stuffs which are ahead of us, inshallah, in preparation for the salah. Jazakumullah khairan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Shafi'ina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du fa'audu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ومن يبتغ غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. وقال عز وجل إن الدين عند الله الإسلام من رضي بالله رب ذاق حلاوة الإيمان من رضي بالله رب وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا أو كما قال وبعد. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, on the most precious gift of Iman, and this absolutely perfect, compassionate, pure and wisdom-filled deen of Islam, which is the only deen acceptable to Allah Azza wa Jal after the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the ayah recited, Allah Ta'ala emphatically says that whomsoever seeks a deen, a way, a mannerism other than that of Islam, it will never ever be accepted from that person. Never will it ever be accepted from that person. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the hereafter, that person will be of the greatest losers. One of the names of the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ, the day of mutual loss and gain. For every single person, Allah Azza wa Jal has made a place in Jannah and a place in Jahannam. The wretched, unfortunate ones, may Allah protect us, who die on disbelief and are doomed to eternity in the fire of Jahannam, will be deprived of their place in Jannah, will occupy a place that was for a mu'min who died on Iman and is protected from Jahannam. A believer, when going into Jannah, will occupy that space Allah has made for that person, and will also inherit a space that could have been for another person who is otherwise in the fire of Jahannam. So the day of mutual gain and loss, and the ultimate form of success, emphatically Allah Ta'ala says it in the Quran Azim, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ, that person who is kept distance and far away from the fire of Jahannam, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and is entered into Jannah, that is indeed success personified, the highest and the ultimate form of success. Furthermore, over and above being believers and adherents to the deen of Islam, Allah has made us in the ummah of His beloved Habib Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very important angle of the huquq and the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over and above belief in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undoubtedly as the messenger of Allah, obedience to the Mubarak teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, implementing practically the Mubarak ways and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one sunnah that we learn that is such a great sunnah and brings in its wake such immense benefits, the using of the miswak, such an emphasized sunnah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that Jibreel alayhi wa sallam emphasized to me so much that I thought it would be ordained as farad, as compulsory to be utilized. Such a great sunnah that our beloved Habib Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the throes of death, that sakarat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that sakarat, the throes of death come with their difficulties, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after every salah would seek protection from adhabul qabr. In that state, when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could hardly speak by means of gesture, such a deep relationship, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha understood by gesture that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to use the miswak, when seeing her brother coming into the room with the miswak, what a great honor for our auspicious and chaste mother, the Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. She has many, many specialities reserved only for her. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, although all the Aswaj Mutahharat in the final days had rendered over their turn to Nabi, to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, knowing the difficulty in that illness, And the comfort that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam found was Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. What an immense sacrifice from all of them. And though they had gifted their days, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away on the day that was the day and the turn of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha amongst the Azwaj Mutahharat. She has the honor that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away in her lap. She has this great honor that the last thing to mix with the Mubarak saliva of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was hers when she softened the miswak. And in that difficult state, she has another great honor that Allah Azza wa Jal personally came to her defense in a number of verses of Quran Azim regarding her great chastity and honor. Previously in history, when people who were very dear and beloved to Allah, Allah Ta'ala protected their honor and dignity when they were falsely accused by causing a child to speak in the cradle, an infant, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and his mother, the Maryam radiallahu anha. Here Allah Ta'ala took it further. Allah Ta'ala personally intervenes and reveals verses exonerating and emphasizing the high level of chastity of the Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in that state vigorously uses the miswak, and amongst the many, many benefits that emanate, the reward of salah is multiplied 70 times. And amongst the greatest of benefits, Allahu Azza wa Jal facilitates an easy reading of the kalima for that person prior to death. So the Mubarak ways of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, abundant salawat and durood that we are encouraged to do even more so on the night and day of Jumu'ah. Just last night after Maghrib, the statement of Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiallahu an ibn al-Yaman, the confidant and keeper of secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, and this is so far reaching, he says, Durood Sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam benefits the reciter himself, that benefits his children, and even goes another generation further down, the grandchildren of that person will benefit from a person's recitation of salawat. And Durood Sharif, can we imagine how beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, that Allah Ta'ala extend those benefits to three generations of salawat and Durood Sharif. So the perfection, the completion of the deen of Islam, and that is the only way of success. After the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no other deen accepted as a means of eternal salvation. Many ayat of the Quran Azim speak about the compulsion of belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final Nabi, a false ideology being propagated with flowery titles of unity and harmony and intra-faith, that as long as you're a good person and you believe in one being, it is sufficient for your salvation. Many ayat of the Quran dispel this, that makes it imperative to believe in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final messenger of Allah Ta'ala. So one of the huquq and rights is to believe in the finality and the completion of Nubuwwah upon our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that all forms of success in dunya and akhirah lies only and solely exclusively in the teachings of the deen of Islam. Now, in light of what is transpiring in Gaza right now, in neighboring Syria, the atrocities of the various forces of Shia against the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, specifically in recent days in the city of Idlib, and many, many other Muslims oppressed in different parts of the world, what had transpired in Afghanistan in our lifetimes, two superpowers went in there with all the power, glory, most advanced technology, alliance of almost 50 countries, ran from there humiliated, no longer enjoying the title of superpower, that they had gone in with such arrogance. And again, it was its Islam, adherence to Islam, and refusing to capitulate, refusing to compromise on the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala had granted such izzah and honor. You know, Gaza is known, has always been known as Ardul Izzah, the land of honor and dignity, where a Palestinian child is nurtured, that you rather die standing up with honor and izzah. You can lose all your belongings and family, but do not humiliate yourself to those who wish the annihilation and harbor severe enmity to the deen of Islam, the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find numerous examples in the last few weeks being manifested with the nusra and the help of Allah Ta'ala coming in the most amazing means, the Zionists being humiliated on their knees on various battlefronts in Gaza. Do not let the Western media and the propaganda delude. The objective is try to create despondency. The reality on the ground, even media within the occupied lands of Israel are now admitting to the severe and major casualties. This is the nusra and the help of Allah Ta'ala, standing up for the deen of Islam without humiliation, without compromise, and in that is honor and dignity and izzah. A young Palestinian child saying when he was injured, even if they kill every one of us in Gaza, we have still reigned as supreme, as successful, because success is that which Allah Ta'ala decrees as success. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Indeed, successful is the person. And the lesson that we take as a Muslim, everything about Islam is our complete identity, our complete heritage. Our manner of celebration, our manner of happiness, our manner of sadness and sorrow. So no matter what the Western media and propaganda might say about the various injunctions of Islam, that the laws of inheritance are oppressive and needs to be reinterpreted, na'udhu billah, the law of Allah Ta'ala is supreme. Cutting of the hand of a thief is the command of Allah Azza wa Jal that is the most pure, supreme, and even the most compassionate law for the existence of peaceful communities. Never harbor ill feelings. So anything and everything about Islam, whether it is polygamy, the laws of inheritance, the various ahkam and injunctions that are found, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu assuming the reins of Khilafah, on the one hand people starting to claim false nubuwah, refusing the compulsion of zakah, he took stern, decisive action that makes Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, one day and one night in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is better than Umar and his whole lifetime of actions. That day and the night of Hijrah. Lessons from Palestine itself, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. The Muslim forces, the senior leaders, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu. Success after success, encroaching upon Jerusalem, Baytul Muqaddas, when the Christian leaders of the city themselves say that we will hand over Jerusalem without a fight, provided your Amir comes and signs the agreement himself so that we are assured and guaranteed that it is lasting. The message is conveyed to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, convenes a mashwara in Medina Munawwara, and eventually the decision is taken that yes, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu proceeds himself. Amazing lessons in this journey about the completion and the purity and the perfection of Islam. He rides, he comes with his slave, just him and his servant, no military band, not even one bodyguard, no pomp and glory that goes with it, in the most simple clothing that had 17 patches on it. They take turns. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is asked by his slave that you ride all the way and I will walk holding the reins. He says, the fairness of Islam that I ride and you ride and we take exactly equal turns. When they come close to the areas of Palestine, he treads through a puddle of mud and the implants are found on his clothing and the many, many patches. His generals come to greet him, welcome him. They encourage him that to instill the awe of Islam, dress into something more pompous, something more extravagant. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu on that says, and this is an amazing lesson, he says, you were the most humiliated and disgraced of people on earth. A'azzakum Allahu bil Islam. Allah has given you honor and dignity through one means only, and that is exclusively only through Islam. Allah has given you such honor that lands and lands are coming into Muslim hands, non-Muslim communities begging to be ruled by the justice of Islam. This honor is only through Islam. When you will seek honor and dignity in anything other than the teachings of Islam, the ultimate result is humiliation and disgrace. And as they come, the treaty is signed in Jabia. And as they approach Jerusalem, amazingly it is the turn of his slave to ride. When they come towards Jerusalem, The slave insists that at least now, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, you ride. It does not behove you to be holding the reins and walking. He says, no ways. The fairness is that it is your turn. He says, okay, fine, my turn, but I give my turn over to you and I insist that you use it. He says, even that is not acceptable. When the Christian leaders of Jerusalem saw this, they said, this is the type of Amir who deserves to be given the keys of Jerusalem. So the beauty of Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person has tasted the sweetness of Iman, who is happy with Allah as his Rabb, who is happy with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our messenger and Rasul, who is absolutely pleased and happy with Islam. If we have practical weaknesses, accept but never find fault with the perfect and pure teachings of every aspect of the deen of Islam. Istighfar, tawbah, the doors are open, our iman is secured. But never find fault with or criticize or look down upon. And one for amal purposes, similar to what we are discussing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the person who reads in the morning the following, either one time or three times, is guaranteed that Allah will keep that person forever and ever happy in the akhirah. The same three questions will be posed as soon as we are placed into our qabr short while thereafter. Raditu billahi rabba, I am pleased with Allah as my Rabb. Wabil islami deena, I am happy and pleased with Islam as my deen, my complete way of life. Wabi sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiya wa rasoola, I am happy and pleased with sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my messenger and rasool. We try and read these words with regularity, ponder over them, make daily shukr for this great ni'mah and favor of Islam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Reminder, inshallah, that after the Jummah Salah, the collection, let us open up, donate as generously as possible. Many of our local brothers are here today, may not be at other weeks. A great chance, opportunity to show our love to Allah by the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, Madrasa and Masjid, inshallah. We donate generously, Allah Ta'ala will shower His mercies upon us, upon the Ummah, inshallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين واتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه لا سيما على أعظم نعمة أتاحنا بها وهي نعمة الإيمان والإسلام فإن الله عز وجل شهد بكمال الإسلام وأنه الدين الوحيد المقبول عند الله عز وجل قائلا إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وقال أيضا ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام يهدم ما كان قبله وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين وأعداء الدين من اليهود الصهيونية وجميع أعداء الإسلام. اللهم عليك بهم، اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهيونية الظالمة. اللهم انصرنا وانصر الإسلام والمسلمين على أعدائك أعداء الدين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنع. Filling the gaps in the surface in front of us. Once we're in the surf, stand as closely as possible, leaving no gaps between our shoulders. Ensure that the hills are in a straight line. One of the means of unity in the Ummah is to stand as closely as possible in Salah, with absolutely no gaps between our shoulders. Let us ensure that we stand in such a way, once the Salah starts, it should not be that there are gaps between our shoulders.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
اعتدلوا تقاربوا، استووا اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى، الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى،
سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اكفنا بحلائك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.